Hello?
Yes, good morning. My name is Tony, calling from Oregon Opinion Surveys. Okay, and I'm not selling anything. I'm just conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Can I speak with Christina Philman, please?
Speaking.
All right, ma'am. And does anyone in the household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television? That would be no or yes.
No.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and are you 18 and older and registered to vote in Oregon?
Yes.
All right, ma'am, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote on November general elections for president, Congress? Would that be a definitely vote, probably vote, 50-50, or will not vote?
Definitely.
Okay, thank you. All right, ma'am, just for qualification purpose for this survey, what is your age?
39.
Thank you. All right, ma'am, and just to be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask, what is your race?
I prefer not to answer.
Excuse me?
I prefer not to answer.
Okay. All right, ma'am. We'll go with that. Okay. All right, ma'am, regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Independent.
Independent. Okay. All right, man. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Very dissatisfied. Okay. Okay. Now I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns some people, you know, say they want their member of Congress, you know, most focused on. For each, I want you to rate it from 0 to 10. How important an issue is for you to have them, you know, focused on? You say 10 if it's the most important, 5 is somewhat important, 0 if it isn't important. Okay, you can use any number from 0 to 10. Okay, the first one would be creating more affordable housing. How important would that be from 0 to 10?
10.
10, okay. Creating more jobs and raising wages.
10.
Then, funding for drug and substance abuse programs.
Probably 7.
7? Okay. Reducing crime.
Probably a 6.
6. Okay. Protecting abortion rights.
10.
10? Securing the southern border.
0.
0. Okay. Lowering taxes.
I guess that depends on for who.
Well, this is like
out of 5.
For 5. Okay. Someone. Okay. And what about tackling climate change?
10.
10. Okay. Thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am, and now I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, which 100 means that you're very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you're very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you're not particularly warm or cold, like a neutral, okay? You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending how you feel. If you have no opinion or never heard of that person or organization, please let me know, okay? And the first one will be Republicans in Congress from 0 to 100.
0.
0. Okay. J.D. Vance.
0.
0. Janelle Bynum.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that name?
Janelle Bynum.
I've never heard of them.
Never heard of her. Okay. Never heard. Okay. Tina Token. Coted.
50.
50. Okay. Donald Trump.
0.
Lori Chavez, the Rimmer.
I've never heard of her.
Never heard of her. Okay. Joe Biden.
0.
McDonald's.
0.
Democrats in Congress.
0.
And Kamala Harris?
0.
Okay, thank you. All right, thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am, I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today, would you vote for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., independent Cornel West, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Democrat Joe Biden, or Republican Donald Trump?
Jill Stein.
Jill Stein, okay. All right, and if the election for president were held today and the candidates were only Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote?
Neither.
Okay, and if you had to lean towards one of them, would you lean towards Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Biden.
Biden. Lean towards
No, a right in.
Which one you said?
Neither one. I would write it in.
Okay,
or
right.
Or I just wouldn't,
okay.
Wouldn't vote.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, ma'am. And I know I'm still a long way off, but if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez DeRaymer?
Neither.
Okay. What would be, okay. No, neither one. Even though you say you're undecided to vote for any of them, if you had to decide which candidate would you lean towards at this time, would that be Janelle Bynum or Lori Chavez DeRaymer? Or
I have no idea who either one of them are. I don't even know who they are.
Okay. All right, ma'am. And even though you are not supporting Janelle Bynum now, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024? Is that like a fair chance, a small chance, just a very slight chance, or no chance at all that you might support her?
I mean, probably no chance at all because I don't even know who she is.
Okay. All right, ma'am. Even though you are not supporting Lori Chavez DeRaymer, now, okay, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress November 2024? Is there like a fair chance, a small chance, just a very
zero.
Fair chance, or no chance at all?
No chance at all,
right? Okay, thank you. All right, and do you approve or disapprove the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Disapproves.
Would that be strongly or just somewhat disapprove?
100% completely disapproves.
Disapprove. Okay, and do you approve or disapprove the way Lori Chavez DeRaymer is handling her job as member of Congress?
I don't know who that is, so probably disapprove.
Be strongly or just somewhat disapprove, even though you're not. You don't
we'll
know
say strongly.
Who it is. Okay, strongly. All right, ma'am. Now I wanna read to you a little bit of information about your two candidates running for Congress. That be Janelle Bynum and Lori Chavez DeRaymer. Okay. Serving in the state house since 2016, Janelle Bynum is the first black woman to represent our community. A working mother and local business owner, she's living the same struggles as the rest of us. She sees Congress playing political games, so she is running to fix what's broken and bring practical solutions to real everyday problems, like lowering the cost of groceries, housing, and prescription drugs. Janelle wants to make sure that, hard work once again pays off and every Oregon family has the chance to get ahead. Okay, the other one will be mayor of Happy Valley, Lori Chavez DeRaymer. Led Oregon's fastest growing community, making it more, business friendly, offering more affordable housing for families, and creating a safe place to build a career and raise a family. In Congress, she has been one of the most bipartisan members, working to solve our toughest problems from homelessness to access to childcare. Lori was tired of the same old divisive politics and knows that nothing is more important than showing up to work and getting the job done for Oregon families. Okay, sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you didn't, but let me ask you again, if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez DeRaymer? Or are you still undecided?
Undecided. I want to know if they've taken any APAC money and what lobbying money that they've also received.
Okay. All right, ma'am. All right, ma'am. And now we're almost pretty much done with this survey. I'm only going to read you this information about them, and we should be done. I really thank you for your time, okay? I'm going to read you a few statements that some people have made about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, we'll be talking about Janelle Bynum. Please rate me each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means the statement is very convincing reason to support Janelle Bynum. For Congress, 5 means it's somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means it's not convincing reason to support Janelle Bynum for Congress. Okay, you may use any number from 0 to 10. Okay, for too long, people have been focused on the fight, but Janelle Bynum is focused on solutions. She knows anything is possible when you're, you know, remember that you are working for who you are representing. As a mom of a small, as a mom and a small business owner, as a leader, she is not willing to accept that, you know, something can be done to fix where we are today. And she won't start working to deliver two changes, you know, to the changes our communities need. Would you say that's not all convincing, so unconvincing, very convincing, from 0 to 10? But you can give any number.
I mean, it's not very convincing.
Now, okay, so what number would you say, from 0 to 10?
Probably a 3.
3? Okay, thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am, Oregon, you know, may not vote for him, but Donald Trump may be elected to a second term anyway. We need a strong opposition in Congress to serve, you know, as a check of his dangerous agenda. And Janelle Bynum is a proven fighter who will stand up to extremists and help flip the House of Representatives and to Democrats so they can act as a, you know, as a check on MAGA extremists. The stakes in this election are too high, so to risk, you know, a Republican majority supporting a Trump administration. Would you say that's not all convincing, somewhat convincing, or very convincing in your opinion?
I mean, it's a great speech, but the records show that Democrats and Republicans are basically working together to, like, screw over this country. So it really doesn't matter who's in office or who's not. So none of it's convincing at this point.
So what number would you say from 0 to 10?
0.
0. Okay. All right. Janelle Bynum believes, you know, hard work should pay off, but people can't afford to rent right now, and the cost of food is simply too high. Working people are suffering because greedy CEOs are, you know, raising prices but not passing their profit on to workers. So in Washington, she will go after price, you know, gouging, and to help bring down costs and make the rich pay for their fair share. She prioritizes legislation to lower healthcare prices and expand affordable childcare. Childcare, and to help keep more money in working people's pockets so we can get ahead. Would you say that's not all convincing, somewhat convincing, or very convincing? But you may use any number.
A 5.
Okay, and the last one said, Janelle Bynum says, you know, we need public schools, so, you know, we can be proud of. And as a daughter of teachers and mother of 4, she has been a champion for our students and our schools. She fought for a Student Success Act, which, you know, will invest over $2 billion every 2 years into early learning and K-12 education. In Congress, she will continue to fight for our children's education and opportunity. Not all convincing, somewhat convincing, or very convincing, from 0 to 10.
3.
3. Okay. All right. Thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am. And sometimes over the course of a survey, you know, people's opinions change. So let me ask you again, if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez de Raymer?
Right now, neither.
So be still undecided, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am. Even though you say you are undecided, if you had to decide, which candidate would you lean towards at this time? Would that be Janelle Bynum or Lori Chavez de Raymer?
Neither one.
Okay. Neither one. So, okay. All right. All right, ma'am. Okay. Now I'm going to read you some doubts and or concerns people have raised about Lori Chavez de Raymer. Okay. Please tell me how much each one troubles you about supporting Chavez de Raymer for Congress. A great deal, quite a bit, just somewhat, or nothing, or not at all, okay? Lori Chavez de Raymer says one thing in Oregon and does another in D.C. She claims she was moderate in her last, you know, campaign, but later she said, quote, you can compromise, since then, She has abandoned Oregon's values in favor of the mega agenda, changing her mind on nearly every major issue that she campaigned on. Lori is just another typical politician playing partisan games. Would you say that will, you know, you can, that concerns you a great deal, quite a bit, just some, or not at all?
10.
Okay, so a great deal, right? So, this is a great deal, right? Or just quite a bit. Okay. All right, man. The last one said, Lori Chavez, the Raymer, talks about fighting drug use and illegal immigration. But in reality, she makes those problems worse. Chavez de Raymer has invested and profited from a ketamine treatment clinic and cannabis business. Then as a mayor of Happy Valley, she voted to loosen drug laws. As a member of Congress, she refused to vote on legislation to secure our southern border, letting fentanyl flow into our communities. Would that trouble you a great deal, or quite a bit, just some, or not at all?
I mean, this is a twofold issue, and I feel like it's a loaded question. So I don't think the southern border is the issue.
You're not concerned?
I will just say no.
No, not at all,
the issue,
right?
Is more than that. Right.
Okay. All right. Thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am, and now, you know, I'm going to ask you again, if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez de Raymer? Or are you still undecided?
Undecided.
Okay. All right, ma'am. Thank you. And even though you say you're undecided, okay, if you had to decide, which candidate would you lean, you know, towards at this time? Would that be Janelle Bynum or Lori Chavez de Raymer? Or are you still undecided?
Still undecided.
Okay, thank you. All right, ma'am, the last few questions are just for statistical purpose only. Okay, what was the last year of schooling that you had completed? Would that be first to 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate, like bachelor's degree, or postgraduate, like master's, MBA, law, PhD, MD, et cetera?
Postgraduate,
okay. And are you married, unmarried, live with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Married.
Okay, thank you. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
I prefer not to answer.
Okay, no problem. Okay, ma'am, are you or is any member of the household a member of a union or employee association?
I don't know how to answer that. In grad school, I think we're all automatically part of the student union, but I don't know if that's the same thing.
But this is like a member of a union, you know, of a union or employee association. But it's up to you how you want to.
I guess technically, yes.
Okay, so it applies to you, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right, ma'am, in the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Unfortunately, Biden.
Biden, okay, Democrat Joe Biden. All right, ma'am, with this concludes our survey. I really thank you very much for your time and participation, okay? You have a great evening. Thank you.
You as well. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.